They've made 40 trips around the sun, and that's the title of a new collection of greatest hits going back to 1978 by the pop superstars Toto. The Line, Rosanna, Africa, the soundtrack of my childhood. Those are just a handful of hits from albums that have sold tens of millions of copies. And joining us from our studios at NPR West are a couple of the original band members. David Page, welcome to the program.
Welcome.
And Steve Lukather, welcome to you.
Thank you very much.
How did the band form? Take us back.
Well, we met, my father was a musical director on the Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour, and he hired Jeff's dad, Joe Porcaro, on percussion, and they were looking for a new keyboard player. I was about 14, and I auditioned for his band, and it was absolutely fabulous, and we started doing gigs at Grant High School shortly after that.
Then we met. Actually, it's really ironic. This is Lukather right here. All the guys we went to school with ended up doing really well. Our bass player plays with Huey Lewis, and the other guitar player, Michael Landau, plays with James Taylor now, and his session guy. So all our little clump of guys made something of ourselves in this music business, and they're still doing it after 40-some-odd years.
What is something that we don't know about Toto?
Well, the deepest, darkest thing is probably whether you listen to Toto or not, you've heard us play millions of times on so many other things and so many different styles of music. That's probably something people may not know.
Because you were studio musicians. You had serious chops as studio musicians.
Yeah, last of the great era of session man, I guess, is what we're told anyway.
Yeah. Was it hard to be accepted at first as a rock band in your own right when you were coming out of being session musicians?
Well, no, Steve, you got it backwards. We were a rock band in high school that studied music, and they figured out that we could play on other people's stuff, and they started hiring us as a rhythm section, and we sort of took it from there and became successful for other people, and they started hiring us for everything.
Mm. And then you guys decided to just come back together and make your own band. All right, so aside from all the hits, there are some unreleased tracks on the new album. Let's listen to the song Alone. I woke up Sunday morning. Another 20 years gone by. Pulled myself out of my bed. It's getting harder every time. Grab my phone, but there's no messages at all. Our producer Ned is rocking out to this in the control room. I just want you to know. Steve, tell us about this song.
Well, we wrote four songs from scratch with David Page, Joseph Williams, Steve Porcaro, and myself. Just the four of us. We just sat in a room and wrote. And we also have five tracks with our original drummer, Jeff Porcaro, and Mike Porcaro, our bass player, both who are now sadly in heaven looking down on us.
Yeah, drummer Jeff Porcaro died of a heart attack in 1992, and Mike Porcaro, who died of ALS in 2015.
Yeah.
So, Alone, brand new song, but there's another extra on this new album, which you just referenced.
There's three.
Yeah, is an unreleased track called Spanish Sea. Let's listen. So this is from the vault.
That was cut in 1985.
Yeah. So on this track is, you know, Jeff and Mike are sort of playing on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and me and David Page and Steve Porcaro. Lenny Castro and Jeff and Steve Porcaro.
It's kind of bittersweet considering what happened to you playing again.
But at the same time, very joyous because listen how great they play.
All right, because I am the host of the show, I get a few perks.
Yes, we're getting love from you.
Yeah, so I get to choose my favorite Toto song to ask you about. And, of course, here's Africa.
I
hear the drums echoing tonight. She hears only whispers of some quiet conversation.
Do you get bored being asked about Africa?
It's intriguing. Bored isn't the right word. Yeah. It's more like, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I was the guy saying, I'll run naked down Hollywood Boulevard if this song's a hit record.
Yeah.
Of course, I laughed at Beat It and Let's Get Physical and all these other songs I played on. But
the album was pretty much done, and this was like the extra cut that may or may not go on the record. You know, it was an afterthought. We did.
It was a great track, but I didn't get the lyrics, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're from North Hollywood, so don't think that the irony is not, or humor is not lost on us, you know.
What is this song about, though?
No, I had always, you know, wanted to go to Africa, and I just kind of wrote a romanticized story about a guy who was a social worker over there who realizes that he can't do it alone all of his life and needs companionship, and he was looking for salvation and found it in his companion.
So I looked on YouTube. This video has been seen 259 million times.
We made $5 for that, too.
But, and there's so many memes that have been created off of this.
We laugh, we're howling.
Yeah, it's so funny because I got real excited. I got a chance to license Africa for the Jimmy Fallon show, and I thought, wow, maybe someone's going to sing it, or they usually do it as a play on to the next guest. And him and Justin Timberlake did it as a skit.
Oh, it was
an 80s skit with their Boy Scouts with braces on, and they're singing it and after curfew.
Gonna take some time to do the things we never had. Woo-hoo.
What in the Pete Sticks going on in here?
Sorry, Mr. Fletcher, we were just singing.
To be a part of pop culture is a great honor, and to think that we would be upset with that would be not only ridiculous, but unappreciative. I mean, you know, come on. We get the joke. I mean, we never really thought 40 years later you'd be playing this, we'd be having this conversation, you know. So we're very happy and humbled by it, but at the same time, we laugh at it, going, shaking our heads, going, I can't even believe this is happening.
David Page, Steve Lukather from Toto. Their new album is 40 Trips Around the Sun. Thank you both so very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.